Brody West.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mercy!
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show for the first time ever. Hello.
I'm still going. To you.
Yeah, it does.
This is a hype intro.
Yeah, I made that.
This intro is hype.
Thank you, man. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Versus. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, and as per never, joined by my temporary co-host, Brody West.
Hola.
Brody is taking over for Miles today because Miles has gone MIA. I have no idea where he is, where he will be, where he could be.
All I know is I know he's alive.
Yeah.
Because he texted the group chat last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was alive last night. That's all I know.
Yeah, he was alive last night, but today is completely up in the air.
I have no idea.
We have nothing going on. Well, Brody, welcome to Versus.
Hello.
You've listened to some of these. You've tuned in to some of these, at least. I know, I'm aware
you... Like a couple seconds.
Yeah, you've tuned in to like a couple second bursts of the show.
Yeah.
Do you understand the concept of the show?
I just argue.
Exactly. So... Before we get into everything, though, we talk. Brody, what's been going on? What's been happening?
My work's picking up again, finally.
Yeah?
I work at a pool store, so all winter long, it's been just...
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten, like, maybe a customer every 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got like, 10 customers yesterday. It was
nice.
Great. It was great. And I was only there for, like, 3 hours.
Dang.
Yeah. Finally picking up, so that's nice. Tomorrow is packed for me.
Oh, yeah.
11 a.m., I have to go Easter egg die at my grandma's.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to drive. At 4 p.m., I have to drive all the way over to my other grandma's house,
mm-hmm.
do Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Then, that night, I have yours truly's birthday.
Yeah, you have me. Well, yours truly would be referring to yourself.
Oh, my co-host for today.
Me. My birthday party.
Kai's birthday.
Yeah. So that's a fun thing that happened in the 2 weeks that we haven't been on air. Because April 11th, I was born. I was turned 18 years old, and I have yet to do a good chunk of the things that I'm supposed to do when you turn 18 years old.
What are you supposed to
do? I haven't registered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, did I miss out on
something? I still have to register for Selective Service, but now I am allowed to drive past midnight, among other things that I wasn't able to do before 18. Like
true.
Gamble.
Yeah.
The first thing I did, I got up, opened up some presents, mom took me out to a gas station, and I got a scratch-off ticket.
Heck yeah.
Got nothing.
Yeah, it's about how it goes.
$5 for a heap of nothing.
It's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's why I stay away from it.
And it's just like, well, you know, one.
This is why I parlay.
Yeah.
I bet on sports.
I don't bet on
I
sports.
I actually have never bet on sports once in my life. I mean, I lie. It's a complete lie. 100% a lie.
I've debated on getting into just, like, going to a place with, like, $100 and just seeing what I get back from it. Set a budget.
Yeah.
Go into a casino.
The only thing that's feeding my gambling addiction is Schedule 1.
Yeah.
Jack Black!
Yeah, Jack Black.
Love that. Love that game.
I love Minecraft.
Love Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was great. It was a great movie.
You think there's a gambling mod in Minecraft?
There are several.
Oh.
Yeah, there's plenty of them. Well,
I'm itching, guys. I'm itching.
Well, yeah, I got my birthday party coming up tomorrow, and some older BD Radio alumni are going to be there.
My two old co-hosts.
Unfortunately, just one.
Gabe's not going
to
be there?
Gabe's not going to be there. I love how you immediately were able to know that it was Gabe. Yeah.
Well, I know Sam's not going to skip out on it.
Yeah. Sam's going to be there. Gabe Heiser is not able to make it, though.
Not Heisenberg.
Because the Regal Movie Theater is keeping him there.
Oh, he's working. He's working.
Yeah.
Dang.
And the party's over at 11, so he won't be able to make it.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. But Sam Pierman is going to be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
My old co-host. My mentor.
I love molding my friend groups together. So there's going to be like 3 friend groups there that are kind of like melding together and experiencing Jackbox and Cards Against Humanity.
Oh boy.
Oh, yeah. It's a vibe.
We'll see. Yeah. I might be fashionably late.
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes late.
That's fine. It's at the end of the day, it's supposed to just be a bit of a smorgasbord.
Yeah, I gotcha.
This is the first year I haven't had a theme for my birthday party. I haven't had a theme for my birthday. You know what my theme is this year?
What?
Nothing.
I haven't had a birthday in like 3 years.
Why?
Circumstances.
Fair enough, man. I always have the big party every year. Always usually the weekend after my actual birthday. And it's just me and a bunch of friends and we go do something stupid.
That's a lie. I've had a birthday. I didn't have my birthday, my 18th birthday.
You did have your 18th?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Why?
Circumstances.
Of course, circumstances.
That side circumstances, mom's side, I just don't have. My family's so hard to get together on my mom's side because it's just so big.
Mm.
And I preface this by saying I don't actually know this person, my uncle's net worth, but he makes a substantial amount of money. And he's hard to get places. We'll put it that way.
We'll put it that way.
He's not easy to get around. Yes, and he's not easy to get
to go places. Yeah.
Because he's either in Germany or in like another country or buying somebody a car.
Well,
yeah, that was the thing that happened.
That's the thing that happened.
My cousin's first car was a 2018 Cadillac.
Dang. All right.
Yeah, it was great.
Well,
have you seen my car?
No, I haven't.
It's a 2011 Ford Fusion.
2015 Honda Civic right here. I love my terrible car.
I love my car.
My terrible car. It's absolutely a mess, but you know what?
It's mine.
Fine by me. It's my mess.
It's my mess.
It works. It was my dad's mess.
Yeah. I can punch my car all I want because it's my car.
I can't punch it. Because my dad's still paying for the car.
My dad pays for the car, but like,
yeah,
we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
So, versus.
Yeah, versus. We've got to get into that. Well, we had a fun little thing for today because there are noticeably only 4 weeks left of school. The marathon is in two. The marathon is in 2 weeks.
The marathon is on May 3rd.
May 2nd and May 3rd.
So I will not be there May 3rd.
Ooh. Well, either way.
Because I have a...
I got a
prom.
Ah, yeah.
I'm going... Guys, announcement. Going to prom with Jason Brown. Me and Jason Brown are dates at prom. No, I'm just kidding. We're both going with our girlfriends.
I was going to say, is this a soft launch?
I wish. If that is a hard... That's the hardest that's launch the I've hard ever lunch. Seen. You're telling me that's a soft launch? I just announced that me and Jason Brown are going to prom together. No. That's a hard launch.
But, versus. We have a thing going on because we have run out of things to argue about, Miles and I.
Yeah.
We've done this show... almost every single week in a row since the start of the year,
yep.
And we're about at the end of our senior year. We're not going to be able to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured, you know what? Let's go with some less arguable topics, and we're just going to argue a couple this episode. Yeah. So we're just kind of winging it.
Yeah.
We have one topic to start off with.
Uno.
And one topic that I would not be able to argue with Miles because he knows nothing about this topic. Anime.
Yay!
Yeah! Brody and I talked about anime sometimes on the show. And it's basically just because it's a thing we both like.
Yeah, I love
Miles
anime.
Miles doesn't watch anime.
No. I don't think anybody but... Well, does Isaac watch anime?
Isaac does not watch a lot of anime.
He I don't has know anybody else in the anime. Studio that watches anime. Like consistently.
Yeah.
Like well, I keep up, like Windbreaker Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Eek.
People, it's because a lot of people treat anime like it's its own genre, and rather than a style.
Here's what I'll say about anime. Before we get started, anime isn't a genre.
No.
Anime is a type of media that has multiple genres.
It's a storytelling medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be horror, it can be action, it can be comedy, it can be whatever you want it to be.
And there are some things you can't do in regular TV with
that
anime.
That you can do in anime, yeah. So
that's why it's so extreme.
Our argument today, to start us off with, is was anime better than it is now a while ago? Was anime Is older anime better
than newer anime?
The newer anime. We should decide a cutoff point.
Okay, yeah.
I would say anything before the 2000s is older
you
anime.
So you would say that... So newer animes like Shippuden...
We'll cut me off at 2005.
2005. So that's what, the end of original Naruto?
Original Naruto ends in 2005.
All right, yep. Go for it.
So, I want to start us off. Anime is not just shows. Mm-mm. My favorite piece of anime media of all time is the 90s movie Akira. Mm. Akira is one of the best movies of all time. I'm just stand by that statement until the day I die. It's a fantastic piece of cinema. And it's so groundbreaking in how it, like, in just how it was made, how it was animated, directed, written, that it literally became a blueprint for one of the most commonly used tropes in cinema. Of course, the Akira slide, that bike slide, that it's a 5-second shot in the movie of him sliding sideways backwards onto a street to stop. And it has been copied almost 500 times in other pieces of media that have nothing to do with the original thing.
Yeah.
They did it in Nope, the Jordan Peele movie. What the heck?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Old anime is the blueprint for why newer anime is still good. Because they all take from older versions of the anime.
I think... So, why I think newer anime is better is because, yeah, it takes that blueprint, but it's also taken that blueprint and made it better.
Yeah.
I think it's... again, animation's got better.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the T-Bates and the Blue Locks of the world.
Yeah.
You have shows like JJK.
Yeah.
You have shows like My Hero Academia. You watch some of those movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also like, okay, let's think about it. I would say anime-wise, some of the greatest storytelling has been in 2005 and on. Silent Voice.
Silent Voice is a really, best, really, really good movie.
One of the best representations of a mental health movie I've ever seen.
Great Incredible. Movie.
Your Lie in April.
Mm.
One of the greatest shows I've ever watched.
Mm. Something happened after 2005 that made a bunch of directors want to be like, you know what? I want to make something sad.
Yeah.
We're going to be depressing now.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked really well.
And I like newer anime is because the variety.
Mm-hmm.
Think about older anime. Okay, you have the Hunter Hunters, you have the Akiras, you have the Narutos. Dominated, not a lot of other anime that were being made because of how niche it was then.
Yeah.
Now you have, I know three different soccer animes.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane. And there's more that there's I don't more even know that about.
You don't even know about, yeah.
My mom asked me the other day, how many animes are there? I was like,
tens of thousands. I said
millions. I said probably millions.
Not millions. Not there yet. Tens of thousands I'd give you.
Yeah. There's thousands of anime.
Hop on Crunchyroll. You'll see a good chunk.
Yeah. Hop on Crunchyroll. I'm not going to say the other place.
No, we don't like the other one.
Okay. But yeah, it's like there's so many different varieties. Yeah. Solo Leveling. It's a completely...
Solo Leveling is an interesting one.
Because it's not even... It's not manga.
It's not Japanese. It's a manhwa. Yeah.
It's Korean.
Which is really funny that the original audio is still still Japanese. Yeah.
Well,
they had to dub it in Korean.
Yeah.
It's funny. But it's good. There is one thing I'd like to argue here. So one thing that I think is really important is cultural impact. Fun fact. Did you know that during the final fight between Goku and Frieza in the original airing of Dragon Ball Z, cartel activity stopped. Literally, all of Mexico tuned in to watch the finale. Everybody. Like, cartel activity stopped. Shootouts were put on pause to watch the finale for Goku to go Super Saiyan for the first time.
Can argue this with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to move further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world stopped.
Goku versus Jiren.
Goku versus Jiren happened.
Oh, yeah.
And Ultra Instinct happened.
Oh, yeah. Ultra Instinct shut everything down.
Everything.
Literally, they were playing that final episode live in Times Square.
Yeah.
Because of how big a deal it was.
Yeah.
And I will say this, morbid, but kind of one of the funnier things that happened. Akira Toriyama, author and writer of Dragon Ball, creator of Dragon Ball, passed away in 2022, I believe.
Rest in peace.
And when he died, the cartel literally, like, stopped all activities, not for a day, not for a week, for the entire month. They stopped. They shut down because of how big. So Dragon Ball, obviously, Japanese show, Japanese creator.
Godfather.
Yeah.
It's the Godfather.
It's the Godfather. He's like, so Akira Toriyama is like the guy that made anime big in the United States, but he also made it big internationally because for some reason, the most popular TV show in Mexico of all time is not an American show and it's not a Mexican show. It is Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. So Dragon Ball and older anime like that are so culturally important that not only have they been kept going into the modern day, but because of how impactful they were back when they were created, literally almost 50 years after the initial like introduction of it into Mexico and the United States, the people that were there that were kids when they watched that first transformation to Super Saiyan, they heard the guy that made their favorite piece of media died. And the entire country stopped for a month.
Yeah.
Because of how important that guy was.
He raised a lot of us.
Oh, yeah.
I think a Teen Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nick Teen.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dragon Ball's always on.
Oh, yeah.
And you look, now you look in different medias when that happened, and you see,
Oh, yeah.
He died? Oh, wow. There's a tribute in Solo Leveling.
Yeah. They put everything revolved around Dragon Ball
for that year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, I think there's better representations now. Writing is better.
Yeah.
Writing is better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only writer that's like really stood the stand of time is a Big Three. But also the Big Three, except the only Big Three
Who are the Big Three? In today's day.
Easy. One Piece, Naruto, Bleach.
Mm. And I will say, fun fact, Ichiro Oda, author of One Piece, is now the 8th most best-selling author in the world, only behind people that have been dead for 100 years.
Yeah, it's insane. And I was going to say, yeah, Oda.
Oda.
Is the only one still writing the story.
Yeah, One Piece is still going.
Yeah.
But it's almost still over.
It's not even... Oh, the anime is not done. The manga is not over.
But it's almost over.
It's almost done. They're in the final arc. But it's almost over. This has been going on. The only other anime that's been going on as long as One Piece is Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter x Hunter, yeah.
Dragon Ball.
Well, Dragon Ball has split off into multiple series. That's the thing. There was Dragon Ball, there was Dragon Ball Z, there was Dragon Ball GT, then Super.
Super.
But GT isn't canon anymore, but they're Super. Daimo didn't even have a manga. That was straight up original anime. Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to make Super Saiyan 4 canon.
Yeah.
That was the reason.
And that was the best thing that ever happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it's the thing where One Piece and Dragon Ball started not long after each other, objectively.
Yeah.
So Dragon Ball started, like, late 70s.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z started the same year One Piece started.
Yeah.
And One Piece has not been broken up.
Mm-mm.
It has been publishing issue a week.
And anime. There was like the first break in anime. In the anime is like...
Yeah. The first break in the anime...
Happened like the last year.
Yeah. Last year. It has been releasing episodes weekly.
Canon episodes.
None of this is like... Okay.
There's 1,000 episodes. One Piece
is no filler.
There's 1,000 episodes. Not one of those episodes are filler.
It is one of the most, like, impressive... Like, I will never watch One Piece in full.
I
do not have the time to watch all of One Piece.
I did.
But I understand how, like, massive One Piece is. And I will not lie. The live action, I messed heavily with the live action adaptation. I was a little worried.
I hope it keeps going, because then...
Oh, it is. Season 2 is almost out.
No, I hope it...
Keeps going? Yeah.
Keeps going. Because it's they probably really do like five adaptation. Seasons, they might... Season 5, they probably... Probably season 3. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to guess how long they're going to do that show, because like...
One Piece itself has 1,000 episodes.
1,100, 1,200, something like that.
Oh, a lot of episodes to get through.
Watched it all.
Mm-hmm. I remember first hearing about One Piece when it had 700 episodes.
And you were just like, dang, that's a lot.
I was like, dang, that's a lot. That's how much Naruto has. And then I went, and then we went.
We grew up, and now it's like,
Naruto's over. Yeah, One Piece is peak, Oda is a god. Sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One Piece is one of the best modern pieces of storytelling.
His writing is insane.
It is insane. The amount of foreshadowing, you can tell that he put so much thought into how everything goes, not a single thing has been abandoned yet.
Listen,
I haven't seen a single plot point get thrown away.
This is the craziest part about One Piece, is what I've heard is the warlords, they weren't ever planned.
No.
He was like, oh, we have the emperors to see. The government kind of needs the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So let's come up with the warlords. Mihawk was not even planned when he started this series.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. When he started the series, when he got the ideas for Mihawk, Oda plans 5 to 8 chapters ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Like, a while. He wrote the majority of the characters. Fun fact. Do you know when he introduced Franky? Like, to his world-building documents?
Don't remember, no.
So Franky came about pretty, like, I would say maybe, like, mid to late way through the series. Mm-hmm. Like, about maybe 2/3 of the way through.
Yeah.
Oda had Franky written down in his documents when he started writing the series.
Yeah, because I think the thing was, is Oda had the plan of what was...
He wrote the ending before he started writing the actual show.
He said, okay, it's going to be... He said it was... at the beginning, it was going to be a 5-year project, is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 5 years. Which is still long.
That's a long project.
So,
you know how long it's been?
20. 30,
more.
30 years. Yeah.
1990.
30 years. He had Luffy getting all of his crew. So he had all of the crew planned out before anything ever happened. So he had Luffy getting his crew, then going to...
The Grand Line.
Grand Line, getting, and then finishing one, getting the One Piece. That was the whole plan at the beginning. Yep.
That was the whole plan.
And now it's...
1,200 episodes later.
And like some like 2,000 chapters.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Plus, fun fact, I think One Piece is the only anime and the only manga that has as much cultural impact as Dragon Ball.
I can see that. The only one I think could ever touch it, if it ages well, and maybe they tweak the ending a little bit, because the ending was... is JJK.
If JJK... Okay, when JJK Season 3 drops... When season 3 drops,
season 3 is going to be so peak.
It's going to be peak. But here's the thing. The only reason that Gege had to rush the ending is because he was forced to rush the ending by his publisher.
So I'm kind of hoping that he, like...
He has a chance to rewrite it.
Yeah, I'm hoping he maybe changes
it a little bit. So, fun fact, Horikoshi, the author of My Hero Academia, released 3 different endings, basically. Yeah. And each one was a better ending than the last ending to My Hero Academia. And... My Hero Academia is ending.
It's ended.
It's ended. But the anime is ending next season.
Next season.
That's the end of the anime. And I remember watching it when season 3 came out.
Yeah.
That's insanity. The pandemic, I will say, messed up a lot of anime. It did mess up a lot of, like, production.
It popularized anime, but it also messed up anime.
It messed up the anime, like, schedule. But it is what got it, like, mainstream in the United States. Do you understand how insane it is that JJK Season 2 was produced during the pandemic?
No.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was made during... Yeah.
It was insane. Like, made during the pandemic, like, the peak of it. Yeah. But that's just because they didn't let their animators go home.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, MAPPA
that
got
one.
Into some stuff, but we're not going to talk about that.
Talk about that one. Hey. As long as you make that fight, As long as you make that fight good, I'm
yep.
If you make, and you know what, if anybody that has ever read or watched anime, they know what fight I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Everybody knows
it. Everybody knows. It has to be good.
And if you haven't, then I'm not going to spoil it. For that fight, if it's if it's as good as I hope it's going to be.
Better keep his legs. That's all I'm saying.
It might go down as a top five fight of all time.
Mm. And if he changes the ending at all.
It could be a top five anime of all time.
Oh, yeah. I have a...
Do you have anything else?
I do. For old school anime.
Yep.
I will say this. Ghibli has been the studio to stand the test of time. Ghibli has had so many, like, really, really good pieces of media, of shows, movies. They did My Neighbor Totoro, which is always, like, that's everybody's, like, favorite little childhood show if they watched anime as a kid. My Neighbor Totoro. I love that guy. Cat Bus, peak. But then there's the movies is where they really shine. Spirited Away is one of the best fantasy movies I have ever watched.
Yeah. Spirited Away.
Yeah. Spirited Away.
Yeah.
And Porco Rosso.
Mm-hmm.
Porco Rosso is a great war movie. It is really funny to me when people say that Ghibli is all cutesy.
Yeah.
When most of Akira Toriyama, not Toriyama, what? Miyazaki, Hayao Miyazaki. The Ghibli guy.
Mm-hmm.
People think that his stuff is all cutesy when everything that Miyazaki has ever written is a war criticism.
No.
It is about war. Everything. Including his more recent things.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fun fact, Hayao Miyazaki has said he is quitting making anime 4 times.
Never.
And every time he does, he makes another movie.
Yeah.
I love Hayao Miyazaki, because he is such just, like, an incorrect, and, like, the disconnect between Hayao Miyazaki as a guy and Hayao Miyazaki as an artist is so funny to me, because his art is the most beautiful thing that you will ever look at, and he's just, like, a real bleak dude, like, he is bleak, and then the exact polar opposite of him has to be, crap, what's his name? No, wait. Why did I forget his name? He did Uzumaki and Tomie.
Yeah.
The horror guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Why do I forget his name? I love him. Why did I forget his name? I'm going on Netflix.
To remember.
I have to go on Netflix because he has a show on Netflix. I have to remember. Why am I forgetting? I know him. I love him. And I've read all of his short stories. Come on, man. What am I looking for here? Uzumaki, come on. What am I looking for? Junji Ito.
Oh.
Junji Ito. That's who it was. Junji Ito writes horror. Like, absurd, terrifying, like, real messed up horror stuff. And then you meet Junji Ito in real life, and he's just, like, a cutesy guy, and he wears Hello Kitty merchandise out in public. And he's great, and I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one show that I want to shout out that not doesn't get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It's one of the best anime, one of the best mangas I've ever written. It's actually a parody, which is funny.
Yeah.
Of Astro Boy. You know which one I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Do you?
I don't know. I do know Astro Boy.
Astro Boy, so...
I love Astro Boy.
What's the one manga that's like one of the weirdest mangas? It's like one of the weirdest authors ever. It was... He wrote a crap ton of
parody stuff.
Yeah. Well, this is only one. So he had to go. So the author had to go and get permission. But they said, "Hey, it cannot really look like Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look like the robots." And it's called Pluto. One of the best written mystery detective animes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I Brody West cried watching that anime, 100%. It like, and I when I think about this one scene, it makes me just so depressed, but like so happy at the same time.
I am gonna have to do a quick switch up. Yeah. Now, while I will always firmly believe that old anime is peak because of how, like, foundational it was for going forward, yeah, I do think that around the 2000 to 2010 era was one of the best eras for anime of all time, because that's when you got Pokemon, that's when you got Beyblade, and that's where you had Digimon. And Magic. Not Magic. Yu-Gi-Oh!
And later 2010s, 2016, MHA, you step in.
Yeah, My Hero came in.
Dr. Stone.
Uh-huh. Dr. Stone is great.
Love it.
But I think the best form of, like, I think the best comedy is comedy that's not trying to be comedy.
Yeah.
Beyblade is my is one of my favorite shows of all time.
It's so funny.
And it's not trying to be funny.
Oh, no, it's not.
It takes everything so unbelievably seriously.
You look at a Beyblade, try and make that toy like a serious show.
Yes.
Think about that.
You know what a Beyblade is. Everybody I had a Beyblade. So many Beyblades, dude. I had like a first edition Metal Fury Pegasus Beyblade, which was insane. If I still had that, it'd be worth almost $500.
Try and think about Beyblades, and then you look at the other guy on the other side of it, and you warrior cry at them. That's basically what the show is.
Yep. But
it's hilarious.
The most insane part of Beyblade is that in the lore, Beyblades have been around since the dawn of time, and Moses, the biblical Moses, parted the Red Sea with a Beyblade. That's canon to the Beyblade lore.
Oh my goodness. It's like Blue Lock. Ref, where's Ref?
In terms of lore, yeah. In terms of how stupid it is.
Blue Lock is something else, man.
Blue Lock is an interesting thing.
Blue Lock is...
Season 1 of Blue Lock was the most gorgeously animated thing. Like, it was... Season 1 of Blue Lock actually had really good animation.
It's okay.
But then the season 2 came around, and it's like two frames.
I don't even want to talk about
it. Slideshow. Soccer.
It's my favorite manga of like... It's like my top five. It's in top five.
What's the new one that came out? The season 1 just came out of the T-Bait. New one. Yeah, T-Bait.
T-Bait's worse.
What does that stand for again? I forget.
Couldn't tell you. Yeah. I haven't watched it, and I haven't read the manga. All I can tell you is that
it is the worst thing I have ever laid my eyes upon.
If you actually think about like slideshow transitions and Google Slides, that's
what it looks like.
Like it looks like that. Just put words behind it. There you go.
I will say this: more budget was put into older anime just because everything was hand animated.
Yeah.
The second computer animation entered the fray, we saw a drop in quality in anime. It's oversaturated now. Yeah. There's so many anime that there are in existence now that some of the really good ones that were like really good manga, that were like really good storytelling, are going to slip through the cracks in the animation space. Worst example, Record of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I love Uzumaki. Yes. Okay. The first episode of Uzumaki was so well animated, and then everything after it fell so flat. Adult Swim had every opportunity to make it the most peak thing they've ever made. But no, they made Rick and Morty the anime.
Just read the manga.
Read the manga. Read Uzumaki. It's horrifying. You should read it.
Terrifying. But like, yeah.
That's
one thing. That's one gripe I do have with modern anime is like, oh, there's so oversaturated.
There's so much that the best stories are going to fall through the cracks.
There's so many manga, and there's not enough high budget studios.
Yeah, I think the problem being as well. Not even budget, it's rushing it.
Yeah.
Rushing the time frame is the main thing that kills an anime in terms of quality.
And that's slipping into American cartoons, too. Think about Invincible.
Yeah. Invincible's finale, though.
It's great.
The season 3 finale?
Yeah.
Holy hell. That was, like, insane.
I know.
Okay. Invincible has long been memed as the slideshow. Because they have some bits where they'll just keep like the regular model on the screen. Like, you know, Immortal flying back down to Earth and it's just dragging the PNG across the screen. There's always bits like that. Invincible has a high budget, but it's because they spend it all on the voice acting.
Yeah.
And the writing. The writing for Invincible is insane. Like, it's really good.
If you ever read the comics, the writing in the comics is
Ooh, yeah. The show way better is a huge improvement over the comics. I will say this though. When they know that a fight is a big part, that's where all of the animation budget goes.
I'm thinking about season one when Cecil
nuked him from space with a hammer of dawn to Omni-Man. Yeah. That was some of the most incredible animation sequence I've ever seen in an American show.
That's insane.
Because you know who did that? Do you know who did that?
No.
Toyotaro. That's the guy that animated Goku versus Jiren. He did that shot.
Yeah.
And some of the animators that worked on the Conquest fight, they animated Mark's hair follicles. Which is like, that's so much detail that does not need to be there, but like, dude.
It moved so much for no reason either.
It worked so well, though. Yeah, the entire fight with Conquest at the end of season 3 is the best the Invincible has ever looked.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. Again, with the whole budget thing falling into the cracks. Record of Ragnarok is one of the most incredible manga of all time. And the whole thing is like, it's fights. The fights are the selling point of the manga. Should give you a pretty good checklist of things to not mess up when you're adapting it into anime. You know, the fights. The one thing you shouldn't do incorrectly. However, oh boy, did they do it incorrectly. Record of Ragnarok is the single worst anime adaptation that I have ever watched. And it was bad to watch because they replaced half of the fight scenes with flashback sequences. For those of you who don't know, Record of Ragnarok is basically a fighting anime about a tournament between a bunch of historical figures and Greek gods to determine whether or not humans should be able to live. Basically, if the humans win, then Earth gets to stay alive. If the gods win, there goes humanity. All of you are gone. One of the main characters in the book is Adam, like from the Bible, like Adam
and
from
Eve.
The Bible and Eve. Eve isn't a fighter, but Adam is. And Jack the Ripper.
What is this?
It's a great anime. It's a great manga. That's what it is. The anime, bad. Don't bother.
I won't.
Not worth it. It needs a remake. It needs a redo. They need to redo it.
Yeah.
Fun fact, they redid Neon Genesis Evangelion recently.
Fun fact, 2016 Berserk is awful.
Yeah, we don't talk about 2016 Berserk. The original is the best version of it. And I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think that the 90s Devil May Cry anime is better than the new one.
Oh my gosh.
I think it is.
Just wait till next season. Just wait until Dante has his long hair and this will all go away.
Well, no, it's not even the long hair thing. I think it's better in terms of writing.
Writing, yeah.
So there's some controversy going on with the Devil May Cry anime. The new one.
I just like the show.
It looks good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was great. It was really well animated. The fights were incredible. The soundtrack was peak. Peak. Limp Bizkit as the opening theme for the anime. That's awesome.
I think the reason I like it so much is because they just did Dante
Yeah.
so
Dante
well.
Was right. But here's the problem, though. They abandoned the source material so early on. They used the main villains of the original games as cannon fodder in the anime, which is insane to me. Like, it's such a disconnect from the original game plot, dude.
I know it is. Like, trust me. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm going to defend. This is versus now. We're doing versus on Devil May Cry.
All right.
So this is why I like Devil May Cry. It's because, there's not going to be... Just like in comics, and you read comics and they're made into things, I know what's going to happen. Oh, Jason Todd? Oh, yeah. By the way, the Red Hood? Who's the Red Hood? I know who it is.
Yeah, Jason Todd.
It's Jason Todd.
You know what's going to happen.
I know what's going to happen.
I
like that. I like that this is now. I have no idea what's going to happen in the story. Yeah. I don't know. I love that.
That's great. That's how I felt at the end of Invincible Season 3. Damian Darkblood appearance? He doesn't come back in the comics, but he's back in the show. Season 4 is going to a completely different direction, so that means nobody can spoil it for me anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
But with Devil May Cry, though, everybody wanted it to be a retelling because it's such a great piece of medium.
It is.
But I will say this.
Go play the game.
I think that the most excited I have ever been for Devil May Cry's anime has to have been the cliffhanger ending, Virgil.
Yeah.
I love Virgil so much in Devil May Cry 5.
So fun.
That when Virgil showed up at the ending and his last words that he said, a storm is approaching. I am that storm. And it ended with Bury the Light, his theme from the game. Peak, 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 peak. And I'm so hyped. But, again, it just wasn't done very well. The rest of the show wasn't done very well.
I think that the way it's setting up,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be a better... it's not going to be better in the games, don't get me wrong. But to watch it and know...
To watch,
and not,
it will
and
be
not
a good
know,
thing.
And not know what's going to happen
like
next. That will be fun.
Adi Shankar did Castlevania too, but yep. Like we're gonna have to. We're out of time.
Yeah,
we're so out of time.
We can talk more about this
on Monday.
Monday
on the show. On the show, you'll find me there, and you'll find him there because he's always there now.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, because he just shows up. But thank you everybody for listening to this episode of Versus. I have been Kieran Sandulo, your usual host, as per never before, joined by my co-host.
Thank you for having
Brody
me.
West. Thank you everybody for listening to Versus, and we will see you later. Bye bye.